Hi. Like a 747 coming out of the sky, it's the Crankcast. And by that I mean, welcome to week 747. Long time.
You don't tell me.
So, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. I saw a curious thing that I don't think I've seen before this morning.
What's that?
A squirrel with no fur on its tail.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah? Is that something they do? Like, just lose their fur every now and then?
I don't know how common that is, but I think I've seen it before, yeah.
It makes them look a lot more rat-like.
It does.
Because, you know, I'm used to...
They still move different than rats. They move more, I want to say, gracefully.
I think they hop more, too. And they've still got, like, the bigger, the back legs, the haunches.
You're a haunch.
Yeah? Okay, I don't even know what to say to that, sure.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, it's just weird because, you know, I'm used to thinking of squirrels as being fluffy, cute little things.
Jesse's back.
Sean?
Yeah.
You're back. I thought you moved to Hawaii.
No, Eminem. He's got a new album out.
Oh. Well.
Not Sean anymore.
He's not Sean. He changed his name.
I'm Keani.
Yeah. He went back to his roots.
Well, good for you. It's good to discover your stuff. Past and all that.
Discover your stuff!
Mukulakehiki.
What?
Mukulakehiki.
What is that?
You want to leave me?
No.
Leave mahalo, baby.
Plenty of wahinis over there.
That's all from Pee-wee.
No.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I watched Elvis in Blue Hawaii the other night.
Aloha.
Lots of aloha in that.
Mahalo.
Definitely.
Very saddened by this.
Is he giving you that hand sign with the pinky and the thumb out?
No, but he has complained about how much Chicago sucks compared.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah, every day. Nothing but... Not like this in Hawaii. Hawaii's so much better.
Well, quantitatively, it might be.
How do you know?
I've seen pictures.
You've never been to either place.
I've been to Chicago.
No.
One place is way more expensive, though. I won't give it that.
Like, okay, considering that Chicago is not exactly a cheap place, practically speaking, how much more expensive is Hawaii?
Wow.
Like, I mean, because they have to import a lot of stuff because they're an island, right? So,
eggs are probably like $6.
For like a dozen?
Milk is like $8.
Yeah, milk's really expensive.
Wow.
I remember them talking about that when I was there.
A red pepper, $40.
What? You're making just that one. Up now. You're making that up. It's interesting because he went with red pepper, which is very... I mean, you could believe that because it was such a random thing.
Red peppers can be expensive, man.
Yeah, you know.
Avocado, though? Minus one penny.
In fact, the more avocados you get, the more money you have.
Yeah.
Found out last week that avocados are cheaper here than they are back in California right now.
The ones in Hawaii are fucking massive. They're the biggest things I've ever seen. They're too big. Like, Rose would make like avocado toast for breakfast. And it was like too much avocado. I'd be like, this is ridiculous.
Man, you could buy two iPhones with all that avocado.
Good.
I've never heard of anybody actually eating avocado toast.
Really? Oh, we have it all the time. It's great.
I've only heard it as a joke.
You don't have a millennial wife.
No, I do not.
Hmm.
That's why we don't have a house, is because Rose is spending all her money on avocado toast.
Oh, she's ruining it.
Well, you know, you got to find your pleasures where you can.
You don't buy avocados in Hawaii. Your next door neighbors just give them to you. Mm. Like that and bananas and all that shit. People just come by your house and they're like, hey, we had extra. Here you go.
I guess the growing season there is almost like year long, right? I mean,
for stuff that people have local, yeah. Otherwise, shut down a lot of the farms.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know what it was going on. They were like talking about trying to get a bunch of them reopened. Mainly, they just make coffee.
So is pineapple not still a big thing there?
Yeah, it is.
It is, but it's not like it was. Because it used to be like pineapple and sugar cane.
Yeah.
But now I don't think anybody gives a shit about sugar cane.
There's a lot. It takes a long time to make a pineapple.
That sounds like a commercial.
Also, they don't grow at all how they look like they should grow.
They grow like low to the ground, don't they?
Yeah, they just pop out of the ground like a weird-ass egg.
I'm putting my Elvis movie knowledge to use.
Palm trees.
Yeah.
That was in Blue Hawaii?
Yeah, he was the son of a pineapple farmer.
Oh.
His last name was Dole.
No, I can't remember what his last name was.
I get that mixed up with the other Hawaii movie where he is in the army.
Well, this is the one where he comes back from the army.
Oh, then.
And he becomes he doesn't want to take over his father's job or like just go into his father's company as a pineapple farm owner or whatever. So he decides to become a tour guide instead. And he takes a tour of a teacher and four teenage girls to a pineapple farm and shows them how to pick a pineapple.
Mm.
And that's why I knew they grew low. See, I've seen pictures. Speaking of pictures, most of what you posted, Sean, was really, really pretty. Except for the avocado toast. That wasn't very pretty.
And the pictures of you.
I'm proof of life, man.
Yeah?
You didn't know that I was still alive.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did anybody ask?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder.
That's why I was putting the newspaper?
Oh. Were you kidnapped? I thought you just were hanging out with your family.
Yeah.
Mm.
Family.
Mm. Fam napped. Well, they do say that it's often a family member.
They were trying to deprogram Sean.
Yeah, they need to. Get him off that avocado toast.
No, they were trying to make him more Hawaiian.
No.
Yeah, they were deprogramming the mainland from him.
But they're coming back.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I thought they lived there now.
They do.
Not home anymore.
Bummer.
They moved into Michigan.
That was, because it was your grandma owned a house there, right?
Well, yeah.
And that's what they moved into, I guess?
Yeah, my dad owned it after my grandma passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's it like coming back to the cold?
It's good because I was done. Being away from home for a month is too long.
Seems like it might be, especially when you got stuff to do.
Yeah. We had an office that we go to.
Oh, that's right. You put pictures of it.
But it was still hard.
And you did like a thing where you were showing kids how to make comics and stuff, right?
That was the library.
Oh, okay.
That was just like a one-day class.
He was traveling from town to town, like Johnny Appleseed,
yeah,
teaching kids how to make comics. Nobody was asking. We were just...
I was like Elvis.
Yeah.
You will make comics.
Like you sang songs.
I was just fighting locals.
Fighting locals.
No, he was friends with the locals in this movie.
They just line up to fight you.
he was fighting rude tourists in Blue Hawaii.
I did see some locals fight. That was exciting.
Like a for real spontaneous fight?
Yeah. Dude just like bitch slapped his kid like four times.
Oh, you were dumb. Weird. But you never figured out why, right?
No, it was a mystery.
Just beating the hell out of this kid. Why didn't you stop them?
Because the dude was holding a shovel.
Oh.
The instinct in me was to run over there, actually, for a millisecond.
Really?
And I was like, that guy's holding a shovel. And his friend also had a shovel.
What? Why did they have so many shovels?
Because they're... Okay, so... At this beach...
I was at the graveyard.
At the beach, the bay that it's in... on the other side of the beach is like a fresh waterway. And if the waterway, because it was raining so much, gets high enough, you can dig the beach out to go into the ocean. And if you dig the beach out a certain way, it creates a standing wave.
Yeah, watch this.
In the between the fresh water and the salt water. And so the surfers all dig it out and they make this little wave they can keep riding on.
I thought surfers were supposed to be peaceful, bruh.
No, these guys were dicks. Except they were making a little water bay for everyone to ride.
Well, they were making it for them, right?
No, for everybody.
Well, okay, so what was their problem? What did they say?
No, the other kid kept on saying that they keep ruining everything for everyone. It was weird. I don't know what happened.
But then they beat him up?
Yeah.
So, that sounds like they're bullies.
Yeah. It was weird. Then they make something for everyone. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying they probably weren't making it for everyone.
This is also the day after that dude shot two cops and lit a neighborhood on fire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, it was weird times. Is Craig still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay.
When did Dog show up?
Dog's, he got canceled.
He still isn't work. He's not working anymore?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Dog the bounty hunter?
I saw him when I was there.
I saw his wife the last time I was there.
He won't anymore.
Or actually, with her little dog.
So.
I did become a bounty hunter. Yo, bounty hunter.
MD.
DDS.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try to get you off the ice.
They just showed up at our hotel for the buffet.
Nice.
Like checked out in the shit though. They like had their bandoliers with all the gas cans and stuff on them, and they're wearing their fingerless gloves and stuff just to go to the fucking buffet.
Yeah, because if you're wearing that, no one's going to say, hey, you're not a guest here.
Just
hey, man, you've had enough French toast.
Dog, buffet hunter.
I miss French toast.
Oh, man, I haven't had French toast in a long time.
At the club. We went to the club.
What club?
What's it called? Something Rowers Club. Yeah. It's like a really... One of my parents' friends have a membership to this club, and they wanted to like take us out for some reason. So we went there, and my cousin had a membership too. You have to get, like,
family
in.
It's really weird. Was it the King Kamehameha Club where Magnum's buddy Rick is the proprietor?
It was! No, it's whatever the club... Outrigger New Club.
Oh, yeah.
It's Duke, the King of Surfing.
What? Why are you saying this stuff like we know what that is?
Shown up in those Elvis movies, honestly.
If he did, I don't remember. It's, you know, or he might have been like on Gidget movies or something.
Yep. He's like the guy who like made surfing popular, essentially.
Mm.
He was like a member.
What's going on with our printer? Is somebody printing?
I think Tim Seeley's printing.
He probably is. Wait a minute, he couldn't figure out why.
It's something he printed like 4 years ago.
Finally.
Finally. Well, he won't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cleaning.
Oh, it does it automatically, huh?
That's nice. Anyway, boy, it's weird.
It's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a really neat place, huh?
Sorry.
Wow. I got nothing to top Hawaii.
I'm a cyborg now.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
My insurance company sent me a thing and said, hey, do you want to be part of this program?
Hey, do you want to be a cyborg?
You want to be a cyborg?
Okay.
And we'll connect this sensor to your stomach, and you will get constant updates about your blood sugar levels.
Whoa.
On your phone.
Is that cool? You like that?
I do. Because when I first started out, I was constantly doing it, but I was having to prick my fingers to figure that out.
I thought they had those things that don't cut you anymore.
No.
Oh.
They might have something like that, but that's beyond my pay grade.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen anything like that.
So this thing doesn't draw blood?
No, but it's inside me.
Oh. Okay.
So,
how does that affect showering?
That was my question too. It's just a extremely strong adhesive.
Huh. So how long does it got to stay on you?
Sensor lasts for 10 days. They sent me 3 sensors, so.
Wait, you have to stick it in yourself?
Yeah.
In your body?
Well, what it does, it looks like a Band-Aid. And the Band-Aid underneath on the sticky side has these hair thin sensor wires that stick into you.
Oh.
And you apply it with, like, there's this little plastic applicator that looks like a little gun.
Yeah.
You just stick it on you and you press the button and it pops and you don't notice it. Oh. It's a way less painful than sticking your finger, which doesn't really hurt either.
Okay. So it just sounds a lot worse than it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to do that every 10 days? I guess that's better than every day or every couple times a day, right?
It's only been in for 4 days at this point, or 3 days.
I mean, because you were having to check your finger stuff, like, what, a couple times a day?
When I started, it's been over a year since I've done that regularly.
Oh, okay. So how's your blood sugar?
Well, it's worse than I thought it was.
Oh.
I mean, it's extremely good for a type 2 diabetic.
Yeah, that's the thing you were saying yesterday. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're like, it's a lot higher than I thought. It's a totally normal range.
Yeah, it's a totally normal range for a type 2 diabetic. But when I first started out, my goal was to be normal. Like, I was going for normal non-diabetic levels. And I had reached it with the first 6 months. But then I started drinking beer again. I don't think that. It was mostly the food I eat. I started lapsing on the food. Because I was eating basically just meat and salad for the better part of the first year.
Yeah. Although
that's sort of the key to diabetic eating anyway, is basically the no-carb diet that everybody else does.
I
don't know how to do it if I was vegetarian. I don't know how I would do it. Because, I mean, I'm not picky, but I'm not picky, you know?
Are there vegetables you can't? Well, potatoes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite one.
Carrots? Are carrots bad for you?
No.
I thought they were, like, pretty sugary.
No, carrots are not sugary.
Oh.
Most fruit is.
Right on. I thought I remembered reading somewhere, though, that alcohol converts into sugar.
It does.
Oh. So, I mean, the beer is probably not helping, right?
Yeah, beer has carbs, but it also has alcohol, which kind of counteracts that. Because that was my big thing when I was like, I have to test and see what this does. Now, I haven't had any alcohol since I've started this thing. So I'm kind of afraid of what, of trying.
Well, at least this will give you like quick results to tell you what it's
doing. Oh, the other part, yeah, the other part, the whole point of this whole thing is that it syncs up with this Fitbit that I have now. They gave me a Fitbit. And it like takes into account all like any kind of exercise and stuff and how it all works together. And then it sends it to some like what they call a health coach, who I haven't heard from yet, but I'm going to be contacted in the next week or so by somebody telling me, hey, dude, you need to get your shit together.
It's going to be Sergeant Slaughter showing up making a run through tires and shit. And
yeah.
Toting like giant missiles around and shit. Yeah. Or was that the fridge?
No, I don't think the fridge was toting missiles.
Okay.
He had like a stick with a metal football on the end of it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what that weapon was supposed to be. Also, if you've seen Sergeant Slaughter lately, he's not doing nothing to nobody. Huh. Except being racist.
I imagine he's probably gotten on in years. Yeah.
Mm. He's a big Trump supporter.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, you know, like going by the character, you'd say, sure, he must be, right? But I always, you know.
Well, there's a lot of overlap between the wrestling community and the MAGA people.
That's a shame.
I'm going to go out on a limb and make that generalization.
Stupid Trump people.
I mean, there's plenty of other ones too, but I would say the majority.
They both enjoy fake news.
They both.
Or fake entertainment.
They're ruining it for everybody. And then when you tell them that, they go around hitting you with shovels.
Well, I mean, the owner of the World Wrestling Federation is like best friends with his wife works in the administration.
What was his name?
Vince McMahon.
Right. Really? I didn't know his wife worked in the administration.
Yeah. She's like some office I didn't even know existed, so it's obviously just a favor. It's like some kind of small business office.
Huh. Well, I guess skeevy businessmen gotta stick together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how else are they gonna keep doing what they do if they don't do it in mass?
That's kind of the whole point of what he does, I think.
Huh. Well, I learned something new today. Not really good news, but hey.
Yeah, did I mess up your whole like outlook on Sergeant Slaughter?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
What do you think of him often?
Yeah.
You got that poster up on your wall.
All my old heroes are getting ruined.
Well, yeah, that's a problem. At this point in our lives, they're either going to be ruined or die. So,
I mean, I'm waiting for somebody to, like, I don't know. Because I started reading the old Robert Howard Conan books again.
Because
I haven't read those, like, the ones he wrote, not the later ones from the 80s and stuff, you know.
I don't want to get you sidetracked, but that reminds me. I was telling Julie that you had been reading those, what was it? Little Women or Wuthering Heights or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, classics.
She goes, why? I was like, well, haven't you read them? It's like every girl I know has read those books, and she's like, no. And I was like, you're the first woman I've ever met that's never read, like, Little Women.
Well, Julie is a practical, intelligent woman. Not to, like, diss everybody that likes those books, but, I mean, she's a very practical, intelligent woman. this that kind of stuff isn't going to fly with her, you know?
It was surprising to me.
Well, and even, like, I said it before, the reason I was reading them is just because I felt like I ought to, like, because they were classics, you know?
Yeah.
That movie is so good.
Which one?
Little Women.
Which one? I mean, which, they've been made a couple times.
One in some theaters.
There's one in theaters right now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's great.
I know there was a... I tried to watch one that was a BBC adaptation from a couple of years ago. It was like a three-parter or something like that. And it was... I think it was Little Women. Yeah, it was Little Women, I think. And it was... didn't like it.
Didn't like it. Oh, sir, don't like it.
This one, they said book one and book two...
Wait a minute, it's more than one book?
Well,
yeah, it's two.
Yeah,
I thought it was just one book.
Book one is them as children, book two is her as adult, them as adults, near adults. What is adulthood in 1865 yeah. or whatever? Near adults.
Is this the one where they change it so that the sister doesn't die?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, spoilers for a couple hundred-year-old book.
But they overlap the stories, so it jumps back and forth.
Oh.
Wait, are they British in the book?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, and the other stuff, the Pride and Prejudice and all that, that was all English, and Wuthering Heights. Little Women was Louisa May Alcott, and I think it takes place in the East.
It's like Connecticut.
Yeah. Northeast.
They're like relatively close to New York.
I think it was more what, mid 19th century instead of like late 18th, early 19th?
What's that?
It was more like mid 19th century, wouldn't it?
The storyline?
From Little Women. It was post Civil War, I think, wasn't it?
Well, when they're kids, it's Civil War.
Okay, yeah.
Because the dad. Leaves to go help.
That's right. He's like a surgeon or something.
Yeah, he's a doctor or something. And then everybody comes home at the end. Or not the end, but in the present.
This is Rise of Skywalker?
Yes.
Yes, more or less. Yeah.
Well, yeah, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Mostly Little Women I didn't mind, except for... Wait.
I'm sorry. Did you ever... read it or seen it before?
So, Sean? I thought I had seen the 90s one, but I don't think I actually have, because I went to watch a clip of it, and I was like, Teddy's Christian Bale? So I did, very, like, surprised.
Little Women is one where the oldest daughter was a writer, but then the guy she falls in love with tells her that she shouldn't be writing that trash, and so makes her quit, right?
Makes her quit.
Yeah,
that was my problem with the book, is that basically he shamed her into not being a writer anymore. And I'm like, this is terrible. You know?
So, the movies, there's some changes.
Yeah, I imagine, there's stuff they, especially in these really old stories, there's stuff they have to update just to make it culturally relevant now. You know?
She murders him in this one.
Yeah.
He says, stop writing, and she said, fuck you! And he kills him with a book.
So wait, in the book, does she not write Little Women?
I'm trying to make sure I'm not getting stories mixed up. Okay, so in Little Women, she writes like kind of pulp fiction for a while,
and that's she writes little like World War or Civil War stories.
And she's selling the newspapers, and that's how she's making independent money and stuff, right? And then she falls in love with the German guy.
Yeah, the professor.
Right, okay, yeah, so it's the same book. Yeah, in the book, he takes a real dim view of what she's writing, and essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially he calls it trash, and that she shouldn't be writing that kind of stuff.
Does he say, though, like, you are a very good writer, but you're writing things that are below you?
Not that nicely, no.
Oh, okay.
But in a sense, yeah, that's what he's saying, but not that nicely. Like, he's just essentially saying this is garbage. You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's not wrong.
And he puts her off writing for a while, and I guess she does eventually write this story.
Like, yeah, she writes, but it's the story, yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, in the book he's presented as just being a very, like, you shouldn't be doing this if you're going to be my wife kind of thing. You know, like, it's just terrible.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, and then she'd belt you one.
Oh, no, Julie stopped reading. She can't. She forgot how to read because I asked her to.
Yeah. But yeah, well, you know, I'll check the movie out. Because as far as one of the like the older books I've read that were classics, that's one of the ones I actually mostly didn't find any problems with. You know, like I thought it was a decent story.
The families aren't slave traders, are they?
Not that I know of. Not in that book.
Well, oh, yeah. What was the book that they were slave traders?
It was one of the not
the
Pride. It was not Pride and Prejudice. It was not Pride and Prejudice. Not Sense and Sensibility. It was.
I always wonder why you don't hear about that.
The third book, I think. Well, the third and the fourth books both kind of mention stuff that's kind of dicey like that.
Well, that's the weird part in Little Women is that their dad leaves to go fight for the South.
What? Really?
No. He goes from Connecticut.
Like, well, it would make as much sense as people that are into that shit now.
He's like, they're right.
Mega.
Why don't we have
dudes in trailer parks in Michigan flying a fucking Confederate flag?
Rebels.
They,
South State rights.
Hmm.
We do love our militias.
They're, yeah, states' rights to do what?
I know.
Say, Ron Brown tried to argue that one.
Really?
Yeah. And you could tell it was like somebody taught him that in some history class or something. I was like,
I hate it when they use that.
It's like, yeah, states' rights to be fucking racist.
States' rights to party.
Yeah.
That's like it's like when people argue the principle of something that's obviously like wrong, like, you know, essentially is what that argument is. It's,
yeah.
Well, I don't care if it's wrong. It's the principle of the thing.
That's the argument you go to when you're in like a debate class, and they force you to be on that side in the debate class.
That shit came up like at least once a week when I was living back home.
And somehow, yeah. Yeah, well, that's a really long discussion.
So, Sean, did you listen to Crankcast every week that you were gone, so you could know what's going on in the studio? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he thought about us every day.
Yeah. I don't even remember who Crank is.
That makes two of us.
Hey, now.
He's that guy that's not coming up here for C2E2. I know that.
Dude, I got problems. I got 99 problems.
You got problems. I'm one of them, punk.
I got to find me a fucking car. My car's dead.
I might get a tattoo at the show.
And there's tax time coming, and my phone's about dead.
You got a tattoo at C2E2?
Yeah.
Are they doing that again?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
Right on.
Well, they've been doing it again, but the guy that did both my arms is coming back. So
what you getting now?
Don't know. I had several ideas. Like usual, I have that file of just non sequitur comic panels that I like.
Yeah.
So I said we could do any of these. Or I have this idea. I want a Wacom stylus and the Chuck Close quote that inspiration is for amateurs.
Is that distinctive enough? I mean, not the quote, but the stylus. But like, is that distinctive enough? You can tell what it is if you got a tattoo of it.
I think the right people would. Yeah.
Are you getting it on your neck?
Yeah, I'm gonna get. Well, like Josh said, he only respects people with neck.
I mean, you've got a lot of space right on like your temple to your cheek. You
I'm gonna go Post Malone with it. I think I'm just gonna
stylus Malone.
stylus form.
What if it was just like from hairline to tip of nose?
Oh, God. I would hate looking at myself.
You're like a weird Spartan voice. I was looking at tattoos and like trying to think of what I would want recently.
Really?
And I was like, what are things that I still like? And I was like, I like Star Wars. So I was like looking at Star Wars and I realized I hate. There's nothing in Star Wars that I could ever get out of.
You know what? Symbols. I thought that too until we went to Celebration and they had the tattoo set up there. And there was somebody that was doing these really cool, like iconic. They almost look like those signs that they carve in the Nazca fields in South America. Like, but they were like the Millennium Falcon and stuff like that. So it was like one line and some circles and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I like that. I almost did that.
Still don't think there's anything there.
You should get a big giant back tattoo.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to see that.
Are you doing it for other people or are you?
Yes. I want everybody to see my tattoo.
Oh, then you should.
Constantly talking about them.
Then you should get it on your face.
No, I don't want that. I want that. Look. Children cry already when they see me.
Do they?
That's not.
It is true. It's definitely true.
I mean, I seem to remember seeing pictures of you with Emmons' baby. And that
baby likes me. Emmons' baby, Walker went through a stage where he did not like me for a couple of years.
Oh.
Like, as a baby, he liked me, and now he liked me, but then there was a while when he would. Like, you remember when you'd bring him to the studio and he wouldn't talk to anybody? He was, like, scared of everybody?
Yeah.
I think that was the nonverbal days, actually.
That was when he could see ghosts.
I don't remember him being able to see ghosts.
That's why he stopped talking to everybody. I remember my sister was able to see ghosts. Say what?
This conversation's getting weird.
Every child between 4 and 7 can see ghosts.
Oh.
It's like my cat can still see ghosts. She would talk about my stepmom's mom, who's dead and who she had never met or like seen pictures of. It was creepy. I saw a ghost when I went to the south with my mom.
Was it a Confederate ghost?
Why did you say the South instead of just where you went?
That's where I was.
Where did you go?
Carolinas.
You could have just said when I went to Carolinas.
She's in white, a lady in white.
No, this didn't happen.
I'm serious. She stood at the foot of my bed.
That was your mom.
It wasn't. Later in life, I did find out that my aunt came into the room and just stood there and watched me sleep for a while. It was like an old lady.
Jinkies.
So it was like a little creepy. No, she was alive. We went there. It wasn't my aunt. It was like my great.
Get your story straight.
And she wasn't really in white. It was more of a kind of pale yellow.
She wasn't even related. She didn't live there.
What's your grandma's sister?
Your grandma's sister?
I don't know, what would you call that as your...
I don't think you call that anything.
That's probably like a great aunt once removed.
That's where I was going. Great aunt.
I get confused with the removed stuff. The twice removed, once removed. All that jazz.
Anyway. Your grand aunt? She's crazy.
She's creepy. Well, yeah, she sat in your room and watched you sleep.
Yeah, not a ghost.
Not a ghost, just a creep. Ghost creep. This fall on Fox.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
You said also vivid dreams where I'd see a tall man that would walk past my window.
Oh, God. I don't like where this is going.
Cause he was having visions of his friendship with Mike.
What?
Like
15 feet tall. That was your dad on a ladder.
Well, like
your dad cleaning the gutters.
Clearance, like if your house has like a basement, but it's like you know how the basement windows are there,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever like the next thing. So probably like 13 feet up to the window height. I see him walk by my window all the time.
Hmm. Now, did you have a grandfather clock when you were a kid?
Oh, I saw this. My grandpa had a big one.
It literally was grandfather clock.
My grandfather was a grandfather.
I think it was broken.
Your grandfather or the clock?
Clock.
Oh.
He also had three TVs in his living room.
It's probably not true that the grandfather clock tried to kill me, right, Frank?
I can't say that. My grandma and my aunt both told me lots of weird stories. Not about your grandfather clock.
Vivid memories of the grandfather clock chasing me around.
It could have.
I never understood why it had a knife.
What?
How was it holding the knife?
It had arms and legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's completely possible.
Well, that's not possible because Grandfather Clock, it didn't have arms and legs most of the time.
Well, see, okay, what I'm thinking...
Sprout them out like a Tim Burton movie?
What I'm thinking is that in your, you know, fear and trying to make sense of the situation that you're conflating a grandfather clock with some big creepy dude with a knife.
Oh, so you think there was actually a home invader chasing me around, and I thought it was...
Yeah, he might have been wearing some weird white mask that looked like a clock face or something, you know?
Well, how come it didn't attack anybody else in the house?
Because you somehow scared him off.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I forgot about this. One time at one of Rose's story things, the Misspoken, where she had, like, reader's film,
mm-hmm.
this lady told a story about when she was a kid. This guy coming into the house while she was, like, watching TV. And she found her parents hired a guy to see what she would do if someone came into the house.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Yeah.
That's like a movie.
Yeah, and, like, they thought it was hilarious.
That's not hilarious.
Yeah. She told this whole story where, like, what the fuck?
That's awful.
Yeah, that's not really funny at all, like, from a personal standpoint, you know?
Yeah. It's terrifying.
That's like a... Remember in the mid-aughts, there were those movie or those TV shows that were all about, like, completely freaking people out?
Oh, scaring people?
Yeah, stuff like that. And I mean, I used to see those because my roommate liked them. And I used to sit there through them and I go, like, this is terrible. I would kill a motherfucker if they did this, you know?
I do like the ones, though, where it's, her name's Samara from The Ring.
Oh, yeah, she actually comes out of a TV.
Yeah, that shit's dope.
That is pretty funny.
What is... How old was the person? Oh, this was done to? 8 or 9?
That's terrible.
What if they just, like, committed and, like, ran to the kitchen and grabbed a knife and attacked this guy back?
You would be fucked. Yeah, that's gotta be illegal for that reason.
I've actually seen that in a movie. Where, like, somebody goes to play a prank or do a joke or hire somebody to do something, whatever, and then the person reacts like it was real and kills them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that's actually happened before. Hmm. I'm sure somebody's been shot like that before.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean...
Turns out the kid knows where they keep the gun and goes and grabs it and shoots the guy.
Yeah, it's like, do you want them to be prepared? Because they could be prepared.
I mean, that would be the irony, is that, you know, if the kid did do that, they won the situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, they did good.
Yeah, so do you congratulate him or take him to jail? Like... And
congratulations, you succeeded, but you're being taken from your parents because they've been deemed unfit.
And in a situation like that, do the castle walls apply?
Castle wall? Oh.
It's where, I mean, in some states they have castle walls where if somebody breaks into your house, you are, you know, in your, well within your legal rights to just shoot them. Mm-hmm. With, like, no, you know, consequences, essentially. Because, you know, they're breaking into your house, right? But yeah. That's just something you shouldn't do, right? I mean, like, you shouldn't do that to other people. Not shoot people, but I mean, set people up for things like that, yeah.
Well, that's why I don't do it.
Well, good. Because it would totally backfire and you'd be the one to get killed, probably.
Oh, well, I would totally get killed. Yeah. I've been dead for 7 years, right?
Oh, that's the twist.
Da-da-da!
I've been talking to myself all this time.
That would be awesome. I don't know why these two yabos didn't just play along. Screw around with you.
I don't know. Anyway.
You've been dead the whole time.
Too late.
Yeah, moment's ruined.
What if you attached that thing to your stomach and then it was like...
There's no vitals.
Your blood sugar is zero.
I'd fucking order a pizza.
What? So wait, high blood sugar is bad and low blood sugar is also bad, right?
Yes.
What's the normal range?
Normal range?
Like what? So, like if
for a normal
operative functioning range, I guess I should say.
For a normal person, your blood sugar is between probably 70 and 100.
Oh.
And if after you eat, it's probably between 100 and 140.
Gotcha.
Probably closer to 140. My normal is usually about 110, and after I eat, it's probably around 140, 150.
Oh, so you're not bad.
I'm not bad. That's what I said, yeah.
Congratulations.
But I want it to be perfect.
Better, faster, stronger. More Norton.
More Norton. That's what everybody wants, right?
Yeah.
Norton.
Hey, I got a movie for you to add to your queue.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Okay.
And I only watched it because of the title. It was clever.
Okay.
And I did manage to watch it all the way through, which I thought was pretty impressive, considering I hated every single character, including the bad guy.
Okay.
But I think it's up your alley.
Okay.
It's called The Mennonite of the Living Dead.
I don't want to watch this.
And, yeah, I hated everybody in it, including the Mennonite.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see it.
Okay.
I think they're... All right, I'll watch it. Where did you see it?
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
You got to admit, it's a clever title.
It is a clever title, but that's the thing. When they have clever titles, that means they think that they're funny.
They do. It comes complete with, like, you know, Parker Lewis style addressing the audience stuff. And,
and as long as it's incompetent.
Well, you know, it's better than incompetent. But it's not... I don't know. And it's not quite boring, which I guess is why I made it through it.
Hmm.
I don't know what else to say about it. Just watch it. I'm curious to see what you think. And there was another low-budget thing, which is a comedy, which I don't know if you like. And it's totally comic nerdy.
Okay.
It's called My Alien Girlfriend.
My Alien Girlfriend.
Yeah, and the...
That might be on my list.
It's new-ish, and it's only an hour 12 minutes long, so it's not like a big commitment or anything.
Barely feature length.
Right. And it's not... I mean, honestly, it wasn't bad. It's super low budget, and it's like cheap comedy, you know?
Okay.
But that's another one of those things where it's... I think that fits into your sort of criteria for watching stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I also watched a... what's his name? Oh, you met him from Megaforce. Barry Bostwick.
Yeah?
I watched a Barry Bostwick 90s movie.
Yeah?
Called Project Metal Beast.
Oh, yeah! Project Metal Beast. I haven't seen it yet. I don't think I've seen it yet. It is definitely in my queue.
In fact, I'm looking at the cover, and they kind of spell Metal Beast like with a font similar to Megaforce.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And I really like the idea of this movie because it's this CIA guy gets himself turned into a werewolf so he can be a super CIA guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barry Bostwick plays like a sleazy bad guy, but you know, a sleazy CIA bad guy that's his boss.
He's very good at being sleazy.
And so he shoots him with bullets and puts him in a deep freeze for 20 years because this is back in the 70s. And he puts them in cryogenic freezing for 20 years, and then they thaw him out when these scientists discover this method of making synthetic skin that can turn to metal, so that he decides to make the werewolf a metal werewolf. Which sounds really cool, right?
Have I not seen this? Why did I not watch this yet?
That's not great.
Yeah,
I mean, decent cast, and I think it's Kane Hodder playing the werewolf.
Mm.
Which, I mean... You know, a big guy in a suit's a big guy in a suit, really. But
Kane is known for being able to take a lot of punishment.
Yeah, and I kind of like the design of the werewolf after they metalize him. He's got like these spiky mane like looking thing and stuff.
All right,
but it's I'm not saying it's a good movie though. Yeah, and it does get kind of boring. It suffers from a lot of that boringness stuff. But it does have Barry Bostwick in it. And the rest of the cast isn't bad. So, but I thought I'd tell you about those because they might be things that fill up your spaces.
That works.
Ta-da!
I've been watching a lot of really bad ones that I think these guys are not happy about.
Bad enough that you're offending the rest of the office.
Oh, yeah. Karate Cops. Karate Cops has amazing moments, but when you watch it, like the cumulative effect of all the scenes kind of numbs you and you get annoyed at it real quick. It's like really shitty Lethal Weapon ripoff.
Oh. What was it? There's something you posted the other day that was Oh, you were saying it was just another Friday the 13th ripoff or whatever?
Oh, yeah, Twist and Nightmare. Yeah, don't watch that.
I was trying to remember. There was something, and when I saw that, or something it reminded me of, that was another ripoff of the same kind of thing. But I mean, it's like...
Well, there were a lot of those. I mean, there's a lot of, like, camp counselors get revenged on.
Yeah. Or bullied kids that accidentally get killed, come back and kill people.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be a reason, right?
Sure.
This one, I mean, usually it's Bullied Kid or Indian Burial Ground. This had both.
Oh. Wow. That's a heck of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm blanking out. I'm thinking about movies I've seen. There was a new one I just saw called Midsommar.
Yeah, everybody's
Midsommar. The thing is, okay, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you've seen a couple of 70s movies, including Wicker Man, you've probably seen this already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what people said.
So I'm not sure why it's getting some really great, like, reviews and stuff. And I'm like, I mean, okay, yeah, it is a good movie. And like,
how many people have seen Wicker Man, though?
I don't know. I mean, the movie's been around for 40-something years.
I think also, though, it's dealing with things in a very different way, though, than Wicker Man is.
Yeah.
It's not the same story as Wicker Man.
Well, sort of. People get lured in and then killed. Like, from outside, they get lured into what amounts to be some sort of culty thing. You know?
Right. It's about this girl's grief.
Well, grief dog.
Yeah, and, okay, that is the one thing that I thought that made it...
Well, and Wicker Man's not about that either, though, isn't it? It's about Christianity versus...
Right. But, I mean... as far as Midsommar goes, as far as Midsommar goes, that is the one thing that kind of made the movie was at the very end, this kind of shot of her face, the lead character's face, and just the kind of transformation it goes through. And you just realize that things were a lot more fucked than you thought they were. Like, I guess I'm trying not to spoil it. You know,
I kind of found it as a happy ending, honestly.
Like she was getting over it?
Well, she found people that were actually compassionate about her problems.
Oh, yeah. Because her boyfriend really was pretty much a douche.
Yeah, everybody was a douche.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of likable going on in her.
Yeah. That's Ari Aster. His other movie was Hereditary.
Oh, I saw that too. That makes sense. Okay. But, yeah, anyway, so I watched that, too. As well as...
It's the ultimate breakup movie.
Okay. It seems like a lot of could have been accomplished without all that. I mean, you don't really have to go to those lengths to break up with somebody.
Sometimes you do.
Well, maybe. You know, I mean, because to be fair, the boyfriend could have saved himself a lot of trouble by breaking up with her ahead of time.
Yep.
Of course, I guess it still would have happened, right?
Hereditary. Grief over the death of a child. Midsommar is grief over the death of a relationship.
So it's really all in how you frame it.
Well, I thought Hereditary is about family mental issues and that too. I mean, there's...
You're about a mental issue. That mental issue is me kicking your ass!
Hell.
Sorry. It's true.
Hells yeah!
So. Yeah, that's right, brother!
Hey, Mike.
What?
Do we have an email?
I don't know. You want to know what my sugar is?
Want to know what your what?
My sugar?
What's your sugar? Give me some sugar, Mike.
It's 120 right now. It's higher than I want it to be.
Stop drinking all that beer.
I'm not drink. I haven't had any beer.
Isn't that still totally in a normal range, though, for the most part?
I mean, it should be 100, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what am I looking for? Oh,
I don't know. Oh, they're releasing a Art of the Last of Us 2.
There is no email.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That hasn't come out yet.
What?
Art of the Last of Us 2.
Well, the announcement was made today that they are going to do one, so I'm guessing this book's not coming out today. Oh, June is what they're looking at. June 2020.
When does Last of Us 2
come out? That should be soon, right? You would think it would come out before the art book does.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to spoil some stuff.
Is the, okay. Can you do that? Is that spoiling it? If you see art for like later stuff ahead of time? Because I mean,
that's why they delayed that art of Rise of the Skywalker.
Well, for a movie, I can understand, but I mean, a game literally is like, it's not the destination, it's the adventure, right, or the travel.
You don't want to spoil stuff, especially such a story-based game like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if it would spoil it for me, though.
It's not about you. It's about me.
Oh. Well, in that case, I guess it would spoil it for you. Because you're a spoiler. You're ruining it for everybody.
I do ruin everything.
Like if you see a concept art for a character you didn't know existed, like who has like a relationship with some relationship to someone or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, stuff that's sort of out of context doesn't seem like it would...
Or, you know, like, what if there's, like, a concept art for a character that, you know, like, died in another game and, like, Kate comes back or something like that.
Or they show Ellie gets turned into a lost person. Whatever, the fungus man's.
Yeah. Howlers? Is that what they called them?
No, is that her name though? Ellie, yeah.
They have different names.
There were the big ones that blew up. I remember them.
Perhaps kill. Yeah. You know what I'm not excited about? Last of Us 2.
Where you just get to kill
Tom. Last of Us 2. The reason I might have to buy a PS4. Or wait. Yeah, it's still PS4, right? They haven't come out with another PlayStation yet, have they?
Not yet.
Okay. That's coming out.
It hasn't been announced yet.
That's got to be coming out soon, though.
It's like a year out.
Oh, okay.
So. Holidays.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll wait for the prices on the PS4s to dip a little bit. More, I guess. I'm sorry, scrolling through the list. Is y'all got anything in stores this week?
No.
I don't see much that I can comment on. Rick and Morty number 58 is in stores this week. So it's been announced with Rick and Morty that we're closing the series out at issue 60. And then there's going to be a follow-up to that, which is a mini-series, a 5-issue mini-series, I think, where Rick and Morty gets sent to hell.
I'm honestly surprised it hasn't happened already.
Yeah. So they're going to hell. Plus there's a couple other like one-shots and stuff like that going on, too, after the main series ends.
All the creators of Rick and Morty are going to hell.
I don't... They're so, what you call it, like, nihilist, Nietzschean, whatever. For them, hell is just being around other people.
You're hell.
Well, exactly. And so are you, Mike, and so are you, Sean, and so are you, Madison.
I'm a delight.
We are all hell. We are hell to each other.
People love being around me.
If it helps you get by to tell yourself that, sure.
You son of a
okay, so that's yeah, all I see going. Oh, Mall number 5. You worked on that, right, Ashton?
Oh yeah.
Mall
number 5 is from Vault, is in stores as
well.
And yeah, so that's all I see on the list of things that I can talk about. Yay. All right, then. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. You can go read Battlepug, battlepug.com. Yeah, whatever else. Go check out everybody's websites and stuff and Twitters and Instagrams and Snapchats and whatever everybody's using these days.
Buttergram.
Tinders.
Put it on your Tinders.
Yeah. Go look at everybody's Tinder profile. And we'll see you all next week. Have a good weekend. Watch out for black ice.
What?
Okay, we're done. No, my mom hit a patch of black ice and her car spun out the other day.
They think you said black guys.
Oh, no, I said black ice.
Yeah, so I knew it too, but I also
from
knew
here it did not sound. Yeah.
Oh, so I should probably edit that out then.
Or leave this part in.